outside time is 8:14. And like I said, with kind of an unusual look country western, or an unusual country western group, to Munich and Rick Demarest.
Good evening, Bill. I'm talking this evening with Tex Warner. And Tex is a, well, Tex records with a group called the Western Airs. They're an all-German country and western group.
Yeah, that's right.
Could you tell me, what kind of a reaction do you find for country and western music here in Germany?
I think that country music is going to be more popular within the next few years. It started maybe 3 years ago, that it got a little more popular than it was before. Of course, when the first GIs came to Germany, country music was played on the radio or adopted in the German hit list with German words to it. There's quite a bunch of songs that were like that. And in 67, that's when I got the idea of starting a country and western group, playing and performing for Germans as well as GIs around the circuit here.
So before we go on too much further, let's hear Charlie Pride's song, Kiss an Angel Good Morning, right now being played by Tex Warner and the Western Airs.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friend on the street, they wonder, how does a man get to be this way?
On the Western Airs and Kiss an Angel Good Morning. Can you tell me, why did you get started into country and western music? How do you feel that it affects your life?
It began in 58 that I was listening to AFN Munich, and back then they had a program called the Stick Buddy Jamboree, and I got one day to listen to the show, and I kind of liked it. I liked the type of music. It's most of it a little more melancholic than regular type of music, and it kind of just got on me, and I began liking country music. I listened to the program for many years every day, as much as I could, and finally started building up my own group.
So how long have you been working in country music?
With the group since 67.
Since 67.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any one particular person that you try to, or any one particular country and western group that you try to pattern yourself after, or that you emulate?
Not really. I'm trying to do something a little bit different, like the two songs that are on our latest record here are songs that were recorded by popular country singers, but we tried to do it a little bit different because, of course, there is a Charlie Pride already, or there is some other country singer already. I've been to the States several times, and I attended the disc jockey convention in Nashville several times, and I tried to do a little bit different than, you know, really to say I want to try to imitate somebody or be like somebody.
Okay, we can listen now to Orange Blossom Special, and we'll see exactly what you're talking about. Is country music popular in Germany?
I would say it is. It's just a problem to get it across to the German radio stations. I mean, I talked to the Bayerische Rundfunk, and they say, well, we only got 20 minutes a week to present country music, and only as one country music package to country music fans. I think it should be put a little more to everybody. Fan group. Because I think there's quite a number of people that like it because they, if I can say so, they get tired of the regular, only rock, and this modern type of music. They like to listen to country music because of its words, maybe, and if they don't understand the words, they understand the feeling, I believe.
Do you think that German country and Western music, say your style, European country and Western music, is more popular than American country, or is American country more popular because more people know it?
I think it will be awful hard for a European group to really be accepted like an American group. I think Germany especially is kind of bad on these things because they like the original. And it's awful hard if they know this is a all-German group to accept it. Like when we do our performances in front of German audiences, we usually keep it all in English, even the announcement. And then it's accepted all right. I think if I would start and talk in German and then sing the songs in English, it wouldn't be accepted that well. It's funny, but that's the way I feel it is.
That people feel that it's an American style.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've been talking tonight with Tex Warner of Tex Warner and the Western Airs. And from Munich, I'm Army Private Rick Demarest. And now back to more music with Bill Swisher on Nightside.